On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. Hope everyone's doing good out there. I am George Adair. We do this show every Wednesday at noon 03. Set your iPhone alarms.
Mm-hmm.
That way you'll know to tune in.
Exactly. Maybe 5 minutes ahead of time.
So yes.
Give yourself a little time to get situated, maybe pour a nice beverage, and then listen to On Air with George Adair.
Yes. A frothy beverage would be fine,
sure.
too. It really would. It would accommodate, you know.
It's afternoon, so it's allowed.
It is. It's totally allowed. So start that at noon. This is the show where we talk about the biggest liability in most people's lives and the biggest asset in most people's lives. Mm-hmm. Of course, that would be the mortgage on their house. And, you know, there's so many complexities to that I wanted to get into some of it in today's show. But before I do that, I want to just put out the usual. Do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing and not sure if you qualify? Then give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. They'll help you explore your options. You can reach them at 707-583-8101. Again, 707-583-8101. How's it going, Michelle?
It's going pretty good.
You've been riding your Vespa?
I have been, yes.
Yes,
enjoying
it. Treating you well.
It is. It's a very fun ride.
So refinancing, gosh, it's such a hot topic. And I was just reading through some articles about it, as I always do. And recently, CoreLogic's principal economist, Molly Bozell, took a crack at figuring out how much rate savings someone needs in order to justify a refinance. I won't get into all the parameters of what the study is, but you know, basically, they determined that you need to save 1% on your improved mortgage rate from a refinance.
To make it worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's the problem with that. You could save 0% on the rate and even pay a higher rate if the refinance purpose is to pay off debt.
Okay.
We talked about this on previous shows, mm-hmm. that the cost of consumer debt, like credit cards, compared to the cost of mortgage debt is mm-hmm. significantly wide. The gap is really wide. For example, about, you know, say $15,000 in mortgage debt would cost you, maybe around $100 a month. Even less, probably. Where consumer debt, that could easily be $300-$400.
Right.
Easily.
Right.
Probably more.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at the overall picture of refinancing. Because I did just have a conversation with a gentleman. And he says to me, well, you know, my rule of thumb is I'm not refinancing unless I save 1%. Well, that's all relative. 1% of what? Right? Because your savings are going to be greater if you're talking about saving 1% on a $500,000 mortgage than they are if you're talking about saving 1% on a $300,000 mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
But the cost of the mortgage is mostly fixed. There are some variations, or I should say variables, mm-hmm. to what goes into the fees on a mortgage. But for the most part, the notary, recording, lender, appraisal fees, and even the escrow service fees are all fixed. Title insurance is a little different. Prorated interest is a little different. So when you look at refinancing, you want to work with a lender like us at Bay Equity, because what we'll do is we'll sit down, our licensed loan officers sit down with you, and we analyze the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then we determine what the cost-benefit savings are based on the full picture. Some people want to refinance into a 15-year fixed loan or a 20-year fixed loan out of their 30-year fixed loan, right?
Mm-hmm. Save some people, some time.
Right. Yeah. Some people, their current loan might be 4%, but it's interest only. And we're going to put you into, 3.75% rate, let's say, if you qualified for that. And it's not interest only.
Right.
So you can't establish this, what do we call it, litmus test? You can't establish this preconceived notion of why you should refinance until you talk to a Bay Equity loan officer. You could talk to another loan officer too somewhere else, but I'm partial, as we know.
Right.
And it's my show, so I can endorse whoever I want.
Sure.
And so, again, if you're interested in having that kind of conversation, call us at Bay Equity Home Loans. This number will get you directly into a loan officer's phone. It does not put you on the radio.
Nope.
You can call us at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. And what we'll do is we'll look at your situation and what the benefits of the refinance are. Of course, we do purchase loans too. And I wanted to migrate into this topic a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Before the show, I brought up the idea to you that opportunity cost of choosing an internet lender can be far in excess to any savings you think you're going to get
right.
from that internet lender.
Mm-hmm.
Opportunity cost is a fancy business term, and essentially means what you forgo when making another decision, right? What was the cost of the opportunity to make the other decision? So let's say you're shopping around and you think you're going to get a great rate. You got you were witness to a TV commercial by an internet-based lender who doesn't have any sort of local locations for you to go meet with them, right?
Right.
And the rate looks great. Well, folks, you got to realize that they only have 30 seconds on TV to talk about that rate. You think they're going to put the rate out there for someone who has a 620 FICO score or a 580 FICO score and needs some credit improvement?
No.
No. What are they going to do? They're going to put the best rate out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is not one size fits all. Michelle, how many different things go into establishing a rate?
There are 30 different things that go into establishing your rate.
Yes. Good. You're an excellent student.
Yes, I learn.
So those things basically can be anything related to the loan to value. So how much equity is in the property? They can be based on the FICO score, the type of property, whether you live in the property or not, and a whole number of other things. Loan amount,
mm-hmm.
What county you're in. So all these things come into play. So you can't just watch this TV commercial or see this pop-up ad on a website that says, hey, you're going to qualify for a 30-year fixed at X.
Mm-hmm.
Because to equal X, there's an algebraic equation, right?
Right.
It's the same way in establishing a rate with mortgage lending. We take a base rate and we add these different elements to it and take some away based on risk level adjusters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then also, when you look at those ads, those are national ads, and we are in Sonoma County. We're in the North Bay.
Yeah.
We have a very different market than most of the country.
We did. I had a realtor call me today to talk about a very unique property, and the uniqueness of Sonoma County property does match the ability of the lender here in Sonoma County. A lot of lenders here are capable. You pick up the phone and you get someone who's, you know, based out of Minnesota in a call center. They don't know our property.
Nope.
I don't care what they tell you. I mean, they're going to give you the slick line. You know, we all met them. You know, there's just a salesy.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to look at all the parameters of the situation. And in Sonoma County, gosh, I mean, we have very heavy land use here. We have some with gentlemen's. We call them gentlemen's hobby vineyards,
mm-hmm.
right? Very sexist of me, gentlemen's. You know,
that's,
plenty of women
that
want. Yes. Anyway, so there's these unique features that we have to adapt or respond to in qualifying a borrower for a home loan.
Right.
So what's the opportunity cost? What am I talking about? So you see this great rate, you hope it applies to you, and then all of a sudden, boom, you didn't realize that your FICO score wasn't as good as you thought it was. Or you didn't realize that because you paid for that vacation on your credit card and it pushed your ratio of available credit to limit
mm-hmm.
down or up, it can change your FICO score.
Right.
And you didn't realize that.
Right.
So then you're stuck and you get off the beaten path, and you don't want to get off the beaten path with an internet lender
mm-hmm.
because they don't know what to do. I think you said earlier, what do they do?
You just get you in a loop. You get in this
loop
and you can start getting frustrated because the information that you have doesn't fit into what their little narrow boxes of what you can do. And then you don't have any help. You don't have a way to resolve it.
But the rate's great, Michelle. It's great. I mean, they're going to do 0.25% better than the bank or the credit union down the street, or maybe than Bay Equity Home Loans is, because they don't have the overhead. So they can throw out these rates that can't be beat.
Except you can't get them.
But what if you can't get it? Not only that, but what if the market moves away from you during the process?
Mm-hmm.
Here you've vested 2, 3, 4 weeks into it. You've heard rates are down. Meanwhile, you're stuck in this process and you didn't lock with a lender that could do the loan.
Right.
And it got away from you. We all know the internet lenders I'm talking about. You see them on TV. I don't even have to name them. And one of the things they're going to promote to you is technology. Oh, we got the best technology. We're going to put you on a spaceship. Your mortgage is going to be done while you're flying through the air with your mobile phone.
Drinking Tang.
Yeah. Yeah. No, folks, it's not, because and you're seeing these commercials actually evolve to less from the perspective of all the technology to we're still here to support you.
Right.
Okay. Right. Well, that's completely against the original message, which is I can fly in a spaceship and get a mortgage. Okay. So you want to find a blend between local knowledge and experience, licensed loan officers. Believe it or not, a lot of these internet lenders are actually federal banks and they don't have licensed loan officers.
Really?
Yes, absolutely true. And the, you know, almost important, can they actually respond to your uniqueness? See, local lender like Bay Equity, we do have a lot of technology. You can DocuSign all of your loan disclosures. You could start your loan application. We have a program where you're going to be able to upload all of your disclosures and everything right back to us, all of your income documents on the internet. We issue real-time information to both you and the realtor. We've got all that, but we also have that personal touch.
Right.
And that's so important.
It's so important.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to a gentleman today, and he's got a group of people that want to buy a fourplex together. That is super complicated. Don't even bother bringing that to the internet lender.
No.
They're just going to be, they're four different people buying a four unit property. You're going to have rents. You're going to have their disability and veteran payments. They only have 5% down. I mean, there's so many variables, yet they might get sucked into that commercial too, right? Mm-hmm. So you just got to be aware, folks. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Traffic on the fives and weather six times an hour mornings on FM News Talk Radio KSRO.
Hey folks, this is George Adair from Bay Equity Home Loans. We're your local lender, but I want you to know we have cutting-edge technology available to you. I'm really excited to announce our Bay Equity Express closing. You don't have to go search the internet to find your home loan lender. We're right here in Santa Rosa, Petaluma, and Windsor. Bay Equity Home Loans offers many loan programs with amazing technology. At closing, you can digitally sign your loan documents. It saves time, saves frustration, and we get to the closing process so much faster. If you're buying in Sonoma County, the speed to close is one of the most important factors in getting your offer accepted. The reputation of Bay Equity locally is amongst the best. Visit us at BayEquityLoans.com or call 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and our California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday again. Thanks for joining us today. We do the show every Wednesday at noon 03. Remember that. And if you miss the show, you can always catch us at ksro.com. Remember to go to the Facebook page because there we have, well, we're starting to go Facebook Live these days. I'm live right now on Facebook. What's up? What's up, internet world? And you can stream it at ksro.com, but you can always just check it out, some of those past shows at the Facebook page now. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's convenient. Technology, very fun.
Technology, very fun. And I've got a great guest. He's on the line with us, Keith Woods. He's of the North Coast Builders Exchange, the CEO. Hey, Keith, thanks for joining us today. How are you? I don't hear Keith. Do you hear Keith?
Let me see here.
Yeah, we'll try that again. Keith, are you with us? No, that's okay. I'll introduce him as we find him. So Keith is the CEO of North Coast Builders Exchange, and they're headquartered in Santa Rosa, and he's been there since 2000. They've got over 1,250 members in the organization representing contractors and construction-related firms in Sonoma, Lake, Mendocino, and Napa counties. So you can imagine that Keith definitely has his pulse on what's happening in the builders' world with all the fires impacting all those counties, of course, that just listed here throughout the Northern California. He's a native of San Carlos and actually majored in journalism, which is interesting. At this point, his professional experience includes 48 years of organizational management work. So what we're going to talk about with Keith is really get an update on the recovery efforts in rebuilding in the communities. Of course, we're approaching the one-year anniversary. KSRO is doing a great job of reminding us of all the successes and some of the failures. And you know, I know that Keith and what they're doing at the Builders Exchange is really is dynamic, and they're trying to figure out how to make building more affordable. Mm-hmm. They're trying to figure out how to bring in more labor. So hopefully we'll be able to get him back on.
Let's see. Keith, can you hear us? All right. I'm going to see if maybe he can give us a call back.
Okay. Keith, if you hear us, give us a call back. So in the meantime, I will talk about my personal experiences. So I went through Coffee Park just last week.
Yeah.
And as I mentioned, we were there with my good friend Adrian Roach. And I was so impressed with the amount of building that's already happened and how quickly sticks are going up and houses are getting framed. Really awesome to see. And I think it's the leadership in our community, like what's happening with the Builders Exchange, what's happening with realtor groups getting involved, the bankers getting involved, figuring out how to finance these transactions. There's really a lot of leadership happening right now. Mm-hmm. And so I really am just, you know, I'm just thrilled to see what's happening. But I did hear that the permit count is still pretty low. So there is still much to do with building. And it's something that we're getting involved with now at Bay Equity Home Loans, where I work. Where essentially people are trying to fill the gap between the money they got from insurance and the money they need to rebuild. Because you got to remember, folks, most people were underinsured. They weren't underinsured for a normal market, but they were underinsured for a disaster market where cost of labor and cost of materials creates scarcity, which drives up prices. And so, you know, here we are. We've got North Coast Builders Exchange CEO Keith Woods with us. Hey, Keith, thanks for calling in again. I appreciate that.
Yeah, can you hear me okay, George?
Absolutely. So how are you today?
I'm doing fine. I'm up in Ukiah at the moment. I've been up here talking with fire victims and educators about training programs. I'm doing okay.
I want to learn more about this. So I gave you a really long intro and bio as we were trying to get you on, but I wanted people to know who you are. But hey, you know, tell us about the Keith Woods story, and then let's talk about what that's doing for communities today.
The Keith Woods story is real short. I moved here in 1987 to head up the Chamber of Commerce, moved over to the North Coast Builders Exchange in 2000, and much of my life at the moment is spent dealing with the disaster from a year ago. So that keeps us pretty busy.
Yeah, so the story's evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Oh. You don't lose 7,000 homes in the North Bay without requiring a lot out of the building community to help in the rebuild efforts. And that's what we're doing.
You know, you're providing a level of leadership, organized leadership that is really needed. I was mentioning how folks are so badly in need of rebuilding, and financing that is tough. You know, scarcity of labor, scarcity of materials is going to continue to be a problem for our community. What is it that you're doing to help change that?
Well, you've nailed every one of the problems that we've got. I've got an informal theme for Sonoma County besides Sonoma Strong. For the past year, for a lot of people, it's been Sonoma Uncertain. Mm. George, they're just not sure what they should do.
Yeah.
And all of it revolves around what you mentioned, and I could hear you fine. It's the insurance issues. Mm-hmm. They don't know how much they've got to spend, and they're fearful they're underinsured. So that has slowed down their seeking a permit, finding an architect and a contractor. It's all been slowed down because people are uncertain about whether they've got the money to rebuild.
Yeah.
It's a serious problem.
Serious problem. Do you have the money to build? Do you have enough money to pay off your mortgage and then just decide to sell and take the difference? Do you have the money to pay off your mortgage, potentially get a construction loan, pay for the high cost of building that is just natural with the supply and demand curve of economics, and then get it refinanced? All these questions so many people have, but it really starts with budgeting. And budgeting starts with cost of labor and materials. So North Coast Builders Exchange, you've got your target on this, right? And really, I think the shortage of workers is something that few organizations can help, but maybe yours.
Yeah, I think we've really stepped up our game to try and help develop young workers. It starts for homeowners on a shortage of contractors who have a shortage of subcontractors, and they don't have enough workers. So we've expanded a program called the North Bay Construction Corps that is a high school skills training program for high school seniors. We partnered up with the Office of Education, the Career Technical Education Foundation, and we're going to expand this through a 4-county area to help develop these young workers. And contractors, George, are just crying out for workers, and we're doing all we can to help train a new generation of builders, young builders.
You know, I love hearing this because it's such a positive thing to come out of a really terrible terrible several years we've had of fires and devastation, which is refocusing on the trades. You know, Sonoma County is an agricultural community, of course, and of one of the many industries we do so well at. But building and construction and all the sub construction contractors like plumbing and electrical and HVAC, those trades pay very well. I mean, people don't realize that they can make more money easily working in those trades than, you know, going to college and getting a desk job. Isn't that true?
You're 100% right, and it's funny, before the fires, on October 7th last year, there was a worker shortage then, and now it's doubled and quadrupled because of the building that needs to be done. And literally, there's no such thing as minimum wage in construction. We've got construction core graduates coming out of high school at $18, $20, $22 an hour.
Yep.
And in a very short time, that figure will go up dramatically, because over the next decade, George, there may not be a better career for a young person to enter into than construction, because the need is going to be there for a decade.
We've had a tremendous housing shortage, Michelle. We've talked about this on the air for years now. The housing shortage has affected underserved communities. It's affected minorities and folks that are trying to just find a way to afford to live in Sonoma County. Housing is starting to come back, and the fires is one side of that, the rebuild that's affecting it. The impact from the fires is affecting the rebuilds, of course, but there's new construction happening all over the place. So Keith, talk to me about the new construction, because I don't think our community really understands how much is happening out in Roner Park and up in Healdsburg and other communities of Santa Rosa.
Well, you're really on top of all this, George. Everything you've said so far is 100% right. As you look at the next 1 to 5 years in our area, think of parallel tracks. There'll be the fire rebuilding, which is a top priority, but then there's the rest of the market that we had high demand and low supply for housing before the fire. So these two tracks are moving along. I don't think people really understand what's going on in Roner Park with development. Down in Petaluma, major developments in Windsor and Santa Rosa, there's a lot going on that is unrelated to the fires, and that's a good thing, because we have that pent-up demand. But the bad part is that puts even greater stress on finding workers. But
yeah,
there is a lot of activity you'll see for years to come.
Yeah, there really is. I think it's a good opportunity for the entrepreneurs out there. Tradesmen and women that have been doing this maybe as apprentice or journeymen, carpenters, and now they can become contractors, right? I mean, this is a great opportunity to grow a business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. There may be no better opportunity. Not everybody's going to be a high-tech, a genius, and a billionaire.
Right.
And if they need a good career and an opportunity to start a business, it's not easy to get your license from the Contractor State License Board,
right,
which is a requirement. You got tests. You need experience. But once you do and you hang your shingle to be a carpenter, electrician, plumber, et cetera, it's a great opportunity to get into business on your own, maybe the best.
You know, Keith, you and I are going to have to talk more on the air again. I want you to give me, if you wouldn't mind, the contact info or website of how people, maybe some young men and women out there that are getting ready to graduate that want to get into the construction course. How do they learn more about this?
I've got two things to tell you. One, North Coast Builders Exchange website is real simple, ncbeonline.com, ncbeonline.com.
Great.
But the real key for young people or even adults that want to get into construction, we've got the coordinator of our North Bay construction corps, Robin Bartholo. I'm going to give you a phone number at 542-9502. That's 542-9502, Robin Bartholo. Just ask for Robin.
And she'll be able to give people more information about the construction corps?
Yes, and not only that, but she also coordinates the Adult Construction Corps training program for the Office of Education. So young, middle-aged, or old, Robin's the contact if you're interested in getting trained in the lucrative world of construction. How'd I do, George?
You know, you really nailed it. I think that we've done a lot in 13 minutes together.
I want to sign up.
Yeah. Michelle.
It was, by the way, George, was that you nailed it, a construction pun, just so I know.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Yeah. Really well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, you definitely catch the humor of my show.
and you drill down into the subject. Oh, so my you're goodness. Done.
We're going to have to turn off your mic there.
Oh, my goodness. I really, really, really like Keith now. Keith Woods, CEO of the North Coast Builders Exchange, with one pun after another. Just fantastic. Really, really great talking with you, Keith. And folks, we're going to have him back again. I hope he'll join us. But if you missed the show or you know someone that wants to hear about the Construction Corps, have them call Robin Bartholow at 707-542-9502. Keith, I got to go, but thank you so much for being on with us today.
It was a treat, George. Anytime, I'm happy to do this.
Fantastic, folks. Hey, you know, this show focuses all over the place, but if you need any guidance on home financing, construction lending, I'm here to help you out. You can call me at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100. That's going to put you into Bay Equity Home Loans. It's not putting you on the radio. And until then, we'll be back next Wednesday. Be good. Kiss your kids. See you.